Praise the Lord,
people.
Praise the Lord, people of God. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that the feareth the Lord, that delightly greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. A good man showeth favor and leaneth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he not be moved forever. The righteousness shall be an everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be given and grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth, and he shall melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Psalms 112. Well, as always, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is indeed the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall be glad and rejoice therewithin. Hallelujah. Let's lift up the name of Jesus. Glory to his wonderful, mighty, majestic name. I am your guest host, author, minister, Valerie Allen, the woman who fell short of the glory of God and was inspired in overcoming the depths of shame, pain, and guilt to the heights of success, daughter of the King. As I beseech the Holy Spirit of God to deliver his word of encouragement from taking his revelation knowledge, the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God. Still I rise, giving honor and thanks to gracious and merciful God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, from whom all grace and mercy flows, who is the source of life today. Thank you, Jesus. Also giving honor to the great woman of God, founder, president, and CEO of Woman to Woman Empowerment Group, both founders and pastors of New Creation Christian Ministries. Kudos to you. God bless you. And if you have don't have a church home, then come on over to New Creation Christian Ministries for a right now word. Bless God. 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 11 a.m. Sunday service. To all distinguished online callers, chat room guests, family and friends, and archive listeners, grace and peace be unto you. Thank you for tuning in into the Woman to Woman Show Ministry with Pastor Rebecca Simmons and today's guest host, me, Minister Valerie Allen. Now and again, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. I came here to lift up the name of Jesus. So if you're with me and you would like to join me on live air, just raise your hand, press number one, and your voice will be heard. So let us begin with a word of prayer. Amen? Amen. God bless you. I see that you're here, Mrs. Neal. God bless you so much for being in the chat room. Thank God that you're ready. Amen. Ready. Let's get ready to set go. Bless the Lord. Again, we are going to start with a word of prayer. I would love you to join me in prayer. Bless you. Okay, Father, we thank you for indeed there is a word from the Lord. So this is why we want to beseech the Spirit of God to rain, bring down his fire and his anointing upon our lives in this day. And I always start with the prayer, the Our Father prayer, the prayer that Jesus said that we should pray as he taught to his disciples. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name, O God. Hallowed be thy name, O God. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven this day, O God. Father God, we ask that you give us this day. Fill us with your daily bread, O God, your word, O God, until we want no more, Father God. Help us, O God, to open up our minds and our hearts and our ears to hear and receive a receptive word from you, O God. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, not Minister Valerie, but the Spirit of the Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad therein, O God. Father, for we thank you, O God, for who you are, for you are great and mighty, God. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords, and you have done great exploitations throughout this land, O God, in this earth. Father, we thank you, O God, for you are our Father, O God, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory you are, O God. We thank you, Father, that you will forgive us of our debts today, O God. Cleanse us, O God. Purify our hearts, O God. Hide your word in our heart that we might not sin against you, O God. Father God, give us a new mind, O God. Transform our mind today, O God. Help us to see you, O God, to be more like you this day, O God. Father, we thank you that you have forgiven us of our sins, our trespasses, as we forgive those who have sinned, O God, and trespassed against us, Father God. And Father, we ask that you lead us not to temptation today, O God, but deliver us from all manner of evil this day, O God. For thine, O God, this day is yours, O God. For this is the day that you have given unto us, O God. For you are the life giver on today, and we thank you, O God. For with you, O God, we can do nothing, O God. For with you is where we live and have our meaning and our being, O God. It's because of you, O God, that we exist, O God. We thank you that you rule and you reign high, O God. You look high and you look low, Lord God. We thank you, O God, that you're going to outpour your spirit on today, O God, for the woman-to-woman empowered show, O God, with Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Pastor Anthony Sister. Send us, oh God, with guest co-host coming up on in, Sister Tina L. Lane, oh God, and all the guests, oh God, in the chat room, oh God, all those, oh God, on Facebook, oh God, all those, oh God, that's on calling in, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, that your will is going to be done in our lives today, oh God. Speak a word, oh God. Speak your word, O God. Speak your truth, O God, the whole truth and nothing but, O God. Father, we thank you for your word, O God, for your word is life, O God, and it's a light unto our path, O God. Father, we thank you and we exhort your name on high. We ask, O God, that the messenger of the hour, O God, the speaker, O God, will decrease and that you will increase even the more, O God. Father, let nothing be in me at this time, O God, but everything in you, O God. Father, take out everything, O God, that's not like you, O God. Father, I thank you. I give your name glory. I give your name honor. I give your name praise, O God. I lift your name up in the name of Jesus, O God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Bless your name, O God. Father, pour out your anointing, O God. Yes, O God. A new, a fresh, O God. Have your way, O God. For you are the potter and we are the clay, O God. Make us, shape us, mold us, O God. This day, O God. Father, rule and reign in all the earth, O God. Rule and reign over the airways, O God. Have your way, O God. And we be so ever careful, O God, so mindful, O God, to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, O God, as we lift your name up, O God, lifting you on high, O God, lifting the name of Jesus today, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. For thine is the kingdom. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever you are, O God. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, O God, you are, O God. We thank you, Lord God. Rule, reign, and abide, O God. Rule, reign, and abide, O God. Father, we have time for you, O God. We take time out just to lift your name up, O God. Just to glorify your name, O God. Send your word down from heaven, O God. Send it on down, O God. Let it, O God, burn up, O God. Everything that's not like you, O God. All flesh, O God. Let no flesh dwell in your glory, O God. No flesh dwell in your glory, O God. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, O God. Yes, Lord. Have your way. Glory to your name, O God. Father, we're not in a rush, O God, but we're waiting on you, O God, waiting on you, O God, to send your word, to send your anointing, to send your fire, O God, from heaven, O God. Glory to your name, O God, for it's such an honor, O God, to be a servant of the Most High God, to lift your name up, O God. And Father, we ask that you look in on the sick and shut in today, O God. For we find in that robbery to pray for someone else, O God, and just instead of ourselves. Father, look on the sick and shut in, O God. Look for those, O God, who are in prison, O God, and those who've been wrongfully accused, O God. Father, for you are the judge and the vindicator, and vengeance is yours, O God. Father, heal and raise up the dead, O God. Send forth your resurrection power, O God. Send forth your might, your power. When your glory, Lord Jesus. And as they pour out, oh God, store them up again, oh God. Store them up again, oh God. That your name will continue to be made great in all the land, oh God. Oh, Father, we glorify your name, oh God. We glorify your name, oh God. We lift your name on high. Father, again, we can't do nothing without you, for you can do nothing, oh God, nothing else but not fail. And we thank you for that, oh God. Father, we just want to thank you for how good you have been to us, oh God. You've been so good, so kind, so merciful, so loving, oh God, so compassionate, oh God, all the week long, oh God. We thank you, O God, for this awesome opportunity, O God, just to sit before you, O God, just to sit at the Master's feet, O God, just to, O God, just to bathe and soak and dine in your word, O God. Father, we lift you up, O God. We lift your name up, O God. We thank you for every hearer, O God, those who have an ear to hear and to receive the word of God. Father, I thank you. I bless you. I give your name glory. I give your name honor, O God, for thine is the kingdom. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you. As we move forth, O God, I thank you. As we just continue, O God, to have a spirit of praise and worship, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you so much, O God, for this awesome opportunity, O God. I thank you for the woman-to-woman empowered group, oh God. I thank you for every woman, oh God, that's being empowered and stirred up, oh God, to do a greater work, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that there's no one like you in all the heaven and all the earth, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that I see our Pastor Rebecca Simmons has joined us on the call. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, as we go on forth with prayer, praise, and worship unto our God. We thank you so much for the awesome opportunity to bring forth the word of the Lord on this day. For indeed, again, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall continue to be glad therein. Bless the Lord God Almighty. Thank you so much in there in the chat room. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Mrs. N. Neal. I believe that's Mrs. Dana Neal. God bless you. It is such a pleasure to have you join me on today and lifting up the name of Jesus and blessing his wonderful mighty name. I thank you callers that are on the switchboard. God bless you. There'll be a moment in time when you'll be able to call in and allow your voice to be heard. Again, if you want to be heard, just raise your hand. I'll take notice and you will be on the air. God bless. Amen. Okay, so glory be to God. Again, I thank God for Pastor Rebecca Simmons and that God has allowed the humble, honored, and privileged to be here today. She will be tuning in as well as Pastor Anthony Simmons with Marriage Moments later in the show. May God continue to bless the hand and fruit of their labor. We will also be joined by our co-host, Sister Tina Lane, a little further in about maybe 15 minutes, about the 1:30 p.m. hour Eastern time. Amen. So we look forward to her joining and being the co-host as today. God bless you, Sister Tina Lane. Looking forward to you dialing, calling and dialing in. Amen. I want to make sure I have your number that I don't miss you. Praise God. All right. So bless the Lord. We're moving on. Topic for today, bless God, as many of you are aware, our topic today is, why can't I stop sinning when I know it displeases God? Again, why can't I, let's make it personal, me, okay, Valerie, stop sinning when I know it displeases God? This topic is also inspired by a chat room listener who asked said question during the last broadcast on last week, which is also an offspring from author Melissa E. Well Miller's riveting novel, Trinity's Hope. Many of you who tuned in last week may be familiar with author Melissa E. Well Miller, and she called in, and we had such an anointed time with this wonderful and beautiful woman of God with regard to the man fast. And there were several questions that were being asked and addressed in the chat room. So we thank God that we were able to take note to that. Well, God led it upon Pastor Rebecca Simmons' heart that we will follow up, you know, with the topic on today. And again, as I stated on the Facebook, I thank God it was sincerely a surprise to have received an awesome invitation today to step in as she's out of town. But as I have, you know, quoted back again, She has such big shoes that I cannot fill. I cannot replace this beautiful woman of God. But I thank God for yet still being an earthen vessel called by God to do the will of the God, to do the will of God, which is my desire, as I do love him. And I just thank God again for his word, because praise God. How many of you know that God's word is always established by two or three witnesses? Amen? Always. Whatever God said, he will complete it. So with that being said, as the topic is going forth with why can I stop sinning when I know it displeases God, it has amazed me on this week as I myself was in the hair salon in preparation for another event I'm attending later on this evening with my latest hairstylist, Yanetta Robinson. Beautiful woman of God. I thank God for her. So we were sitting and chit-chatting about the things of God, bless God, and there was also a client of hers that was present, Joyce McCall, and she had overheard me having conversation with Yanetta. And wouldn't you know it, Yanetta asked a similar question. As we were talking and sharing, I was just, you know, giving God the glory and how God had blessed with the woman-to-woman and power group, and also was inviting Joyce to, you know, to be a part of the group and, you know, things of that nature. And you know, we were talking about it, and of course I was excited and enthused about the things of God, which I sincerely am. She then Yanetta asked this question, and she said, her question is, again, that's similar, why do people say I'm not a sinner when we are born into sin? I repeat that. Why do people say I'm not a sinner when we are born to sin? Great question, right? Well, I thought so too. I thought, I was like, wow, God. I said, isn't this amazing? And I just sat there with such a huge smile on my face because I knew in me, in my spirit just leap, God was just, you know, giving confirmation. So instantly, my spirit leaped like a baby with joy at Christmas. And I knew then that God had confirmed his word, which will bring me up to the following 6 points, as I will begin to open up the phone lines to let your voice also be heard. So I just sat there and looked in amazement, and I said, well, you know, tune in on Saturday. And she thought about it because she's a very outspoken woman, and she said, okay, yes, I probably will call in. She said, because, you know, I got a big mouth. I said, hey, come on in. But this is what the Lord, I believe, had given me for such a time as this with regard to why can I stop sinning when I know it displeases God? Again, I had to stop and just look at myself. I make this very personal. Pass no judgment on anyone else. So I said, Father, I thank you. I need to begin with myself, as use myself as an example of why. Because there was a point in time where I too, you know, sinned against God, and when I knew that it displeases him, which will bring us down to the point two. And so what the Lord spoke to me, I believe, is just that we are, it's just simply the lust of flesh. It's the lust of our flesh is the reason being why we still choose to sin against God when we know that it's displeasing to God. And we'll find that in Ephesians 2 and 3, 1 through 6. You will notice that I am a woman of God that loves God with all her heart, but I consider myself a word woman, if you will. I always refer back to the written word of God, the knowledgeable written word of God. And so Ephesians 6 and 1, let's go there. Excuse me, Ephesians 2 and 3, which is a key point scripture to the first point, being the lust of the flesh, is an answer into why we continue to sin against God when we know that it's displeasing to him and why we cannot stop. So I'm going to go there to Ephesians 2 and 3. Amen. Praise God. If you have your Bible, please join me. Amen. And this is how another way that you're able to call in with your feedback and allowing your voice to be heard, or if you want to type something there in the chat room, feel free to do so. I would love to hear what you have to say with regard to this matter. and answering this question. First point being the lust of the flesh being a reason why I believe that we are choose to still sin against God when we understand that it's not pleasing to his will and to his way. So, amen. Ephesians 2, 3, 1, 2, 6. Okay. I'm working electronically here. So we're going to bless the Lord. So everything, thank God for modern technology. We're able to just go right here to the Bible Gate, BibleGateway.com, which I learned through Sister Kelly Weaver Wheeler with regard to that being online with her. But nonetheless, okay. Oh, let's begin with verse 1. This is Paul speaking to the Ephesians church. And you hath he quickened, were dead in trespasses and sin. He said to us, you that has been quickened, which is mean quickened and made alive, you knew, born again, you were dead. We were dead when we first came to God. We were dead in Christ. This is what Paul is stating, that we were dead in Christ. We were dead in our trespasses. You know, we were deep in sin. We were sinking in sin. You know, but then God came in and he rescued us. We know that's what Jesus died on the cross for. Verse 2, where in time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. See, this is what Paul is saying. We walked in the world before. We did all those things, the old things that we shouldn't, that we were accustomed to doing. We did those things. You know, that the spirit of, that the children of disobedience, meaning the sinners, are still doing today. We did those things in past time. And so this is the question again. So what, if we knew we did it then and we're now saved, why are we still continue to choose to sin against God when we know that it displeases him? Verse 3, among who also we all had conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and by were nature of the children of wrath, even as others. So you see, we were just like everyone else. There was a time past before we got saved. We were just like everyone else. We were dead to life, to the new life of Jesus Christ. We were sinking deep in our sins. We had the same conversation just as sinners have today. So you see, what Paul is saying, but God. Verse 4, Ephesians 2, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Thank God, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but bless God, shall have everlasting life. That's through God's grace and mercy is what Paul is saying here. But with God being rich in his mercy, being rich in his grace and his mercy, he loved us enough to pull us out of the sinking sin, the death of sin. Verse 5, Ephesians 2. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Amen? We were just talking about it, the grace and the mercy. It's by the grace of God, first and foremost, is why we are saved from sin. So, yes, it does beg the question. If we have and come into the full knowledge and understanding that we are saved, why would we still want to sin against God? Verse 6, Ephesians 2. And God, Paul is saying here, has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, if we have full knowledge of and understanding, why would one? Why would a saint, a believer in Christ, a Christian, would want to still sin against God when you know it displeases God? As Paul has says here, and ye have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh. There it is, in the lust of our flesh. That's what causes us to want to still continue to sin against God when we know that it displeases us. It's the lust of the flesh. But we're saved now, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we're by nature of the children of wrath, even as others. We did it, so ain't no sense of passing judgment when we see the sinner coming to the house of God. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us. He loved us so unconditionally with his great mercy, his grace. Even when we were dead in our sins, Paul says he still loved us. He loved us even when we were in our sin, when we were so deep in our sins. So why, women of God, men of God, why do we choose to still sin against God? Why? Have quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. I think that's what it is, too. We haven't come into the full knowledge of understanding who we are. We'll talk about that a little bit in a moment. Verse 6, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I mean, my God, God saved us from our sin and he put us up in a high place with him. He raised us up from the dead. He resurrected us from out of our sins. But yet, we still choose to sin against God, continue to sin, when we know that it is indeed displeasing to God. Now, ask me how I know. I apologize, people, if I'm not keeping up with you by phone line. I know there's some that's been texting me and asking for the host pin. So if you just give me a moment, I'm waiting for. Let's see if we have our sister. If we have our sister Lane here to be the co-host, but she will help back things up. Let's see if she's arrived yet, where I'm able to answer a text or two so we can have our callers call in. Amen. We want to hear from our callers. We want them to be able to listen in, bless God, and receive a word from the Lord. So let's see here. I don't know how you do it, Pastor Rebecca. Absolutely, you do need a co-host. Okay, I don't... No, amen. Don't see her as of yet, but bless God, she'll be here soon. Hallelujah. But I will, let's see. Raised hand. Let's see if we have any raised hands. We'll let you on in just a moment. Amen. So bless God. So, yes, the lust of the flesh, Ephesians 1 through 6, understanding that we were once sinners. We're sinners, but now saved by grace. But again, it still begs the question. Okay, so we have full knowledge of that. So we thought we did. So why is it that we still choose to sin against God when we know that it's displeasing to him? And why is it that we say, as Janetta asked the question, why is it that we say that we are when we are sinners, when we're born into sin? Well, again, this is how we know that we are saved, based according to what Paul states in Ephesians 2, 1 through 6, is by the grace and mercy of God. So when we sin, in answering that question, it's simply a choice. It's because we choose to. It's not because God, you know, has granted and allowed us to do so. It's by our own lustful desire. Bottom line, women of God, bottom line. And again, I tell you, as using myself an example, I'm going to go here and make a bold confession to you, which is taken from my book, I'm Inspired, the Beginning. It's a point here, pages 15 through 16, where I did an addendum, which is titled An Affirmation of Sin. And this is how I know that I know why and how is it that you can still and choose to sin against God when you know it's displeasing to him, and it being the lustful desires of your own flesh. Amen. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesses and forsaken them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. As God never ceases to impress me in that at the very end of writing the first segment of the I'm Inspired short story led by the Holy Spirit of God, I found myself tuning in to Dr. David Jeremiah via television Father's Day, Sunday, June 15, 2008. For the record, I never knew Dr. David Jeremiah existed prior to that moment. Nonetheless, I cannot begin to explain how that profound message affected me. I quietly listened to Dr. Jeremiah speak regarding the book of Judges, which brought precise, sincere clarity to me in comparison and similarity to the weakness, strength, and forgiveness of mistakes that Samson faced. Samson, in yielding to temptation and sin, caused him to lose his supreme gift, or so he thought, which is written in Judges 13-16. I was in awe as to how I related to Samson's story. Again, this is very personal. I make this personal. I, too, believe I was set apart from birth for service to God, except I ignored my vow and devotion to him, as if I could continue sinning, fornicating, without consequence. In retrospect, I allowed myself to be deceived because I wanted to believe that I was needed despite my medical health and more. Although I quoted and preached the word of God, I did not resist my burning lust. Here we are. I did not resist my burning lust and desire to see what was actually happening. And making no excuses, I gave in to the kissing, hugging, and flattering words because I liked it. Bottom line, the lust of the flesh. I liked him, and that is how and why it happened. I chose to continue putting myself in compromising positions to the point that I disregarded the Holy Spirit of God. I took my strength as well as God's presence for granted, while in a split second, deriving from one act of sin, I lost all that was attained. I lost strength, confidence, self-respect, position in the body of Christ, and most of all, I lost my joy. Here I now stood, Valerie Allen, the strong, devoted woman who loved God, the minister of the gospel, who became, unfortunately, the hypocritical, that's my view of me, born-again believer who conceived and gave birth to another miraculous child out of wedlock. There are no words to describe the amount of embarrassment, immense guilt, humiliation, and shame I experienced, and please let me reiterate, at that time, as Satan would have it no other way. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. I came into the knowledge and understanding, on the contrary, in confession, repentance, and I mean sincere repentance, turning around, never going back that way again, never choosing to sin against God again when I know that it displeases him. I know that I know. I later grasped there is no sin. There is no sin, thank God, that is able to separate me, separate you, woman of God, from the love of God, which is in Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There is no sin, no sin, woman of God, that is able to separate you from the love of God. So make a choice today. Choose not to sin against God when you know that you know that you know that it displeases him, that he is displeased with our sin. The Bible tells us that sin is a stench in God's nostrils, right in his nostrils. God hates sin. So why can't we stop? Well, listen and learn. Did you hear me? Did you hear what I said, what I stated, what I read, what I wrote? The desire of my own lust is what stopped me from continuing to walk into the fullness thereof of God. But I thank God that I learned and am understanding, as what I see most of us have not come to understand, or maybe we have, and like myself, we some call it slip and fall, but I'm sorry, people of God, women of God, we just don't slip and fall into sin. It's a choice. Again, I boldly made my confession, my affirmation of sin. I boldly stated it. I didn't slip and fall into fornication. I chose to. Simply why? Because I liked it and I liked him. That was the simple bottom line. But thanks be to God, by the grace of God, I thank God that God has now delivered me and set me free. Glory to God is the reason why I shout and give his name glory, honor, and praise. Bringing us down to the point three in which the Lord has revealed to me for such a time as this. Again, staying focused on our topic, why can't I stop sinning when I know it displeases God? Or in addition to the question that Yanetta asked, why do people say I'm not a sinner when I'm born into sin? born into sin, as the Bible tells us, and shaped into iniquity. That's one. That's another reason right there, because, yes, it is true. We were born into sin and shaped in iniquity. But, however, again, John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world, Son, whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That's a grand salvation package, huge. So we're now talking about, once we have been saved, what do you do then? Well, the scripture tells us, 2 Corinthians 5:17, as many of us are familiar with the word of God, the new creature. That's where I believe it stops us right there. And understanding, most of us, unfortunately, have not come to the reality of walking into the new creature, the newness, and take on God's way. Paul says it. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, if any man be in Christ, if you're saved by grace and the mercy of God and you're walking in Christ, you are considered a new creature. If you have done what Romans 10:9 and 10 had state, that you have believed in your heart and you confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you are saved. And with that, the old man, the old person, the old way, the old things that you used to do, the old taste, the old appetite, is now gone away. You have become a new creature, a new living being, a soul that is giving your life to Christ. You've made a commitment. You're dedicating. You're devoted. You made a covenant with God to go God's way. Old things are passed away. Old things, the old man, as you will hear often people say, the old man, the way I used to be, the way I used to act, the way I used to talk, the way I used to walk, the way I used to behave. That's the old things. Behold, all things have become new when we are saved by the grace and mercy of God. Walking in the newness of life, all things have become new. What are the new thing? What is the new thing? Well, we take on the virtues and the attributes of God. That's the new life. That's the new life in Christ that we want to take on. We want to know and acknowledge the Spirit of God. Amen. Bless God. This is how we know. When we are choosing to sin against God and we just can't stop, I believe the Spirit of the Lord has breathed understanding to know we are just simply have just taken for granted the opportunity of walking in the newness of life. The life of Christ, walking as a new creature and putting away the old things. Paul says that it's a choice. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen? It is true. So I thank God for his word and for his understanding and his knowledge to know that even so, we may have the lust of the flesh. We don't have to sin against God. We choose to, which brings us down to the fourth point that the Spirit of the Lord had breathed upon my understanding. When you become a new creature, you're putting the old things away and becoming a new creature, it's a regeneration process. It's what the Lord allowed me to share with Yanetta on this week. It's a regeneration process, meaning a renewal, a rebirth, a restoration. It's a process. Some people have testimony that instantly everything was taken away. They changed. They turned around. Such is the case with Paul on the road to Damascus. Totally turned around from martyring Christians to saving souls. I mean, what a transformation. But then there are some of us where it appears that it takes a little bit longer. It's a process, and which brings us to the point five, that we're being perfected until the return of Christ. 1 John 8 tells us that. It tells us how we're being perfected by the love of God. Amen. It tells us how God is able, you know, to do exceedingly abundantly above more than we ask or think. I believe I have Pastor Rebecca here. Pastor Rebecca, are you on the line? Your hand is raised. Press 1. Okay. Pastor Rebecca, hit me up in the chat room. I do see your hand raised. I see two hands raised. Okay, I guess I'm supposed to click this. Oh, it's not muted. Okay, just a moment. Amen. Praise God. Pastor
Amen.
Rebecca.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
God
Hallelujah.
Bless you. God bless you.
Thank
God bless you.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. So
praise
glad to
Lord.
Have you here him, bless him, bless him.
Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. We're rejoicing and being glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I want you to go ahead and finish up your point.
Okay.
I want to just finish hearing the word that I'm here. For a few minutes, and then I'll be back. But go ahead.
Praise God. Bless you, Pastor Beck. I believe I saw you popping in and out. Again, just want to say thank you so much for this awesome opportunity and allowing God to use you to allow me to be used by God. I sincerely pray that this is going to be a blessing to someone's life as God has blessed me behind the scenes with his word. Amen. And
Amen.
We do pray,
yes.
God, and pray that God will continue to bless you and Pastor Anthony with regard to travel mercy and safety, and that you will continue to enjoy yourself with your peers. Amen.
Yes.
And we thank
Amen.
God, thank God for you and for this woman-to-woman empowered group on today. We thank those who are in the chat room. We thank those callers that are on air. We thank those who are trying to get in on air. Bless God. But unfortunately,
yes.
I forgot to give the ID. The ID number, so I'm here and I'm receiving text, but I'm not able to, you know, do two walk and chew gum at the same time.
But you're doing just fine. I thank God for you.
Bless God. I have to tell them to just listen to this. I did hear, you know, just now
I came in and I heard you talking about, you know, the topic on today, you know, why
Amen.
Do we continue to sin, even
Amen.
Though, you know, we know that it does not please God. And I just thank God for, you know, you just being on point and bringing forth the word,
Amen.
You know, just to let us know, you know, that we don't have to. You know,
Amen.
We don't have to stand. And the truth of the matter is that we do sometimes take the Lord for granted.
Yes.
You know, we take him for granted. I think we get comfortable, you know, and we get saved, and we forget, you know, that there are certain expectations that the Lord has for us.
Yes.
And also that as we obey God, then we can release us, God can release us into the blessed life that he has ordained for us to have.
Amen.
You know, and so many of us, you know, it's just so wonderful what you were talking. I heard the last two points where you talked about regeneration
yes.
and being a process, you know, and then you talked about the fact that God will continually perfect us.
Yes, that's
you know,
who we are now, Pastor Rebecca, yes.
Christ.
Amen.
So powerful, powerful, you know.
Oh,
and I just thank God for taking us from glory to glory, you know, and
Amen.
Faith to faith, because you know, God forbid if he just left us, you know, he doesn't see fit to leave us, you know,
Amen.
Where he finds us. And then he does it even every day. God is looking to do something new in our lives. So
yes,
I'm just excited.
Is.
Amen.
Amen.
He's no respecter of persons. My
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen. Bless him, Pastor Rebecca. Can't nobody praise him like you can.
No, we know.
Ain't nobody going to cry out of your place.
We have our individual praise, right? You
Amen.
Know, where we all have a praise. So, hallelujah. You
oh,
know, but I
bless
just thank
him,
God.
Bless him.
Yeah, I thank God. And I know you said you forgot to open up the phone line. So we'll just invite people to call in
yes.
the phone lines. I thank God for our guest host. Minister Valerie Allen on today.
Amen.
This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons calling in to say hello.
Amen.
I traveled from New Jersey to North Carolina, and I thank God for having a ram in the bush, for having a woman of God that I could call on, you know, to come
Amen.
In and do the broadcast on today and be comfortable with knowing that I had left it in good the broadcast today
Bless
in
God.
Good hands, that she would come forth and minister as she has. And I just praise God for Minister Valerie Allen.
Bless
and
God.
For all of the listeners, I want to say hello to everybody. I know Gazelle's there and Tina
Amen.
Lane is there. And I know Kathy and Ray are listening. Pastor Emmy will be calling in a little bit later on
Amen.
With the marriage moments because
Amen.
We know people, you know,
yes.
love the marriage moments. So we just want to thank every listener for tuning in. Tell somebody about the broadcast.
Yes.
You know, tell them that Minister Valerie Allen is on the air with Woman to Woman. And we're talking about, you know, the fact that although we continue to sin against God, we want to talk about why and bring forth some solutions. You know,
yes.
not condemnation, but, you know, just take you to another dimension in God where
yes.
you can truly walk out what he has ordained for you to walk out as Jesus Christ went to the cross. And
Amen.
God, so that we can have life, Zoe, the blessed
Amen.
Life. So to God be the glory. So call Minister Valerie Allen. The number is 646-652-4832. She'll be taking calls shortly, I'm certain. So just give her a call. And if you want to talk, just raise your hand. Push 1 to raise your hand. And I'll be coming back. My family is just about to depart, so I'm going to be, Pastor Emily and I will be calling back in about 30, 35 minutes.
Amen.
So, Mr. Valerie Allen, the broadcast is in your hands.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I'm going to raise Sister Tina Lane's hand now. You know what I'm trying to say, Valerie.
Her hand is raised.
Her hand is raised, yeah. So we're going to get her in here. Amen. Let's see.
Amen.
Okay, Okay.
Just click.
Am I having some technical difficulty? The devil is a liar. Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Sister Tina? Hello, Sister Tina.
Hi, hello. Praise God.
God bless you. Thank you
God
for joining. Amen. Amen. Pastor Rebecca's here with us.
Yes, I heard. Hi, Pastor Rebecca.
Hi, Tina L. Lane. God bless you, daughter.
God bless you, Mother. Yes, I came in at 1:30, and I was listening to your points, and I was listening to your testimony. I was like, my God, she had a word here.
Bless
God.
Came
in right on time.
As God oh,
right
word. Bless
time.
God. Bless God. I like what Pastor Rebecca was stating about, you know, not bringing condemnation, for that's not the intent. But I just thank God for his word. We know that the word states that the word is the quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. It is true.
Amen.
As I'm allowed to be able to finish out the last two points, you will see. As you say, it's a choice in that respect, but we don't have to, not to bring condemnation, but just an understanding.
Minister Valerie, I'm going to leave you to do those last 2 points,
okay.
But I just want to say this. No, we're not here to bring condemnation, but let me tell you one thing. That word should bring conviction.
Okay.
Conviction. You
Amen.
Should be, you know, for anybody listening who is in sin, you know that you're continually being drawn towards sin. Know that's of the devil. And knowing that God sent his word to convict your heart to turn away from that. So I wasn't saying it about you, Minister Valerie. Just saying that, you know, we're not here to condemn. We're here to bring the word, which will bring conviction, which
and
will
life.
Help you to turn. Amen.
Yes.
So I'll be calling back in. Go ahead and finish up your last 2 points. Tina Lane's on board, you know, to help you, and you'll be taking some calls.
I know Sister Tina got something to say. She's a hot fireball right there.
Amen.
Bless God. Oh, bless the Lord. I thank the listen. This is the fellowship, and I thank God for the fellowship. Amen. It's woman to woman, and that's what we are. We're women to women, talking to women. And bless God for the fellowship. Thank God for his word, and thank God for the perfecting of the saints, which brings us to the fifth point, which I believe that the Lord has, you know, revealed unto me and breathed unto me. As to why, again, in answering the question which was raised, this was a legitimate question, as we know, that was raised on last week's topic, you know, last week's broadcast with author Melissa Ewell Miller. If anyone had tuned in or familiar with it, she wrote the riveting novel Trinity's Hope. And there was a caller in the chat room, a listener, who asked the question, why can't I stop sinning when I know it displeases God? So, yes, amen, it's true. We want to bring forth the word of God, to bring forth a conviction that we continue to walk forward in the will and way of the Father. And as I said, it was interesting to me just recapping, as I too had my hair you know, taken care of this week with regard to an event that I will be attending later this evening, bless God. My latest hairstylist, she asked a question similar to. We were talking. I was just excited, of course, about the woman-to-woman empowerment group and sharing how the Lord has blessed and how blessed with the opportunity to come here today. And, you know, she had a client there, Joyce McCall, who was overhearing the conversation and seemed to have been enjoying the things which God was saying. So Yanetta asked a question, why do people say I'm not a sinner when I'm born into sin? So, again, it's just a matter of striving to expound to answer the questions that have been asked about why do I continue to sin, why can't I stop sinning, and why do people say I'm a sinner when I'm born into sin? And I thought both are very thought-provoking and, you know, provoking questions to get us, you know, to stay on track. what I thank God, what Sister McCall did say to me, how the Lord allowed me to answer to Yanetta's question, she said when she walked out and was all said and done, she said, I reminded her of her daughter in that respect, how when the question was asked, it was the Spirit of the Lord that I know it to be had spoke up to answer the questions. Well, these were actually what I come to find out now were the 6 points in which God had given me to bring forth today. So in answering her question, I sat there with amazement and a smile on my face, because I was like, God has just confirmed his word. So just recapping, first point being an explanation, the lust of the flesh, taken from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, how Paul was saying how it's simply the lust of the flesh, our lustful desires that bring us to the point when we know that we're saved by grace and mercy, but it still brings us to the point where we still want to act and behave like the sinner. But knowing that we're saved by grace, it should be some distinct difference in that matter. Then in point two was brought forth as God used myself with my own personal testimony taken from my book, I'm Inspired, at the beginning from pages 15 and 16, where I give an affirmation of sin. It's a confession. And I believe in the word says when you make your confession, you know, made known unto men, God will honor that. And so I believe he's done that. Point three being the new creature, understanding and coming to the reality to know that we're walking in the newness of life now. We're taking on God's way and his attribute. Therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17, as Paul said. You know, Paul was a great apostle. He spent much time ministering to the church, to the body of Christ in general. Each church has something going on, and God just sent him to speak to his people. And then the point four was regeneration, that it's a process most of time for most of us. Most of us, I don't believe, have had that Paul experience where we're on the road to Damascus and we're instantly saved by grace and mercy and just totally just turned away from our wicked way and never looked back that way again. For I've come to find, and I know for myself, it was a process. It took some time for the old man to fall away, if you will, to fall to the wayside, and for me to learn to pick up the new man and walk in the newness of life. And I believe that came by faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So that had to do with, of course, assembling myself with the body of Christ, being under good leadership and being taught the word of God. So as I hear the word and receive the word was able to grow, which is a process. And now as I have believed matured in God and the things of God, now I have a further understanding as to how I should not sin against God and why, even when I do sin against God, why I sin against him when I know that it's displeased. And again, that's the knowledge of God. And as I stated with my bold confession, I knew better. I preached and teach the word of God, but it was my own personal lust and desire that had to cause me to stop to sin when I knew that it displeases God. But again, as I state in writing the book very well, consequences precede every act of sin. Don't be fooled. God is not mocked. So it brings us to the fifth point where we were stating being perfected until the return of Christ. John tells us how we're being perfected until the return of Christ. So you see, we understand it's a choice, but when we understand that we're being perfected until the return of Christ, there's another answer which the Lord allowed me to share with Yanetta, to know that we're being perfected. We haven't arrived yet in the process. That ties in with our process. We're still in the process. We're still on the wheel, some of us. We haven't all arrived yet until the return of Christ. But First John 1, 1 through 8 tells us how we tells us that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of the Lord. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto that eternal life, which was the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which have seen and heard declare unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things, Paul says, write we unto you, that your joy may be full. That then in this message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, the light, the God is light and is not in light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say, we make this confession that we say we have fellowship with him, but we walk, we choose to walk in darkness, we lie, and the truth is not in us. This is Paul writing here in the first John, first epistle to John. But if we walk in the light, as in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. So if we say we're not sinned, then we just simply deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. So prayerfully, this will also help to answer your next question. Well, why do I say that I'm a sinner born into sin, when yet why say I'm not a sinner, but I'm born into sin? Well, again, we say we have no sin, but we deceive ourselves and the truth not in us. So we see we are born into sin, shaped into iniquity, as the Word of God tells us. But when we're saved by grace, we're saved. And we know that we make a choice to sin outside of that. All have sinned and come short of the glory and knowledge of God, as Paul states in Romans. So you see, we know that we have a responsibility to knowing that we are being perfected until the return of Christ, and that we're to strive to do the best we can to walk Christ-like, to walk in the image and knowledge of God, so that the world may see, that the world may see God. Amen? So that's where we are with that. So, and also, again, as the Lord reminded me of, was our Ten Commandments, Exodus 21 through 17. This is another way that we know and understand how we're being perfected based on the Ten Commandments. We have, God has given us a command to follow. So when we choose, again, when we choose to sin and we can't stop sinning, when we know it displeases God, let's go back to the Ten Commandments. Let's go back to Exodus 21 through 17. And God spoke all these words saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself to them, nor serve them. For the Lord thy God, I'm a jealous God, he says. I'm jealous, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold his guiltiness that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In that thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. No one works on the Sabbath day. For in the 6 days the Lord hath made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein, and is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. He made it holy. And also honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God had given thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witnesses against thy neighbor. That means to lie. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, meaning want you be envious and want something else that your neighbor have. That thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. So we know God had given these commandments long ago to Moses. So he gave us a blueprint as to how we are to live a perfected life by following his commandments. But when we choose to follow disobey and follow and choose to sin against God, when we know that it displeases him, and knowing also too that we were born into sin, we know that we're not walking in the fullness thereof of God. So then we move forward with the final and sixth point, what I was sharing with Yanetta. And then the Lord had me wrapped it up with her simply as this. As far as we know, according to the Word of God, according to the Holy Scripture, Jesus was the one man that of God, Son of God, who did not sin. He came into the world, but yet without sin. He took on sin for us, that we may not be saved, but he did not sin, which meaning that Jesus can and is our prime example of how and why we can be a born-again believer, a Christian, and stop sinning when we know that it displeases God. So why can't I stop sinning when I know that it displeases God? Simply because lack of knowledge, lust of the flesh, understanding that it's a process, and knowing that you're being perfected until the return of Christ, holding on to the Ten Commandments, having Jesus to be the prime example and image and knowledge of how we are to display and live our lives. And if we don't, the consequences. Deuteronomy, blessings and curses of God. There's a list of, if you obey me, I'll bless you, I'll bless you, I'll bless you. If you disobey me, I'll curse you, I'll curse you, I'll curse you. So there we have it. So I pray that this has been a blessing, that someone has adhered to the word of the Lord. He that have an ear has heard what the Lord has said. And we haven't concluded the show yet. We're going to see if we have any other callers or anyone that wants to have a hand raised outside of our co-host, Sister Tina Lane, who we're going to speak in just a moment. Or if anyone in the chat room wants to have something to say there. Bless God. God bless those in the chat room. Perfected training, positioning. Yep, that's it. Bless God. Thank you so much. Mrs. Dana Neal, God bless you. Absolutely. Thank you for confirmation and receiving the word of the Lord. And JC Overcome Ministries, God bless you. Thank you for joining us today. I pray that this is a blessing to you. Of course, you're welcome to go back and listen into the archive. We're waiting, standing by for our Pastor Anthony Simmons to come on with our marriage moments, and then we'll wrap it up in conclusion. And it always with me, we will end with a call to salvation. Amen. Well, God bless you, Sister Tina Lane. Thank you so much for joining and being co-host today. I have spoke, I believe, well and done. So now, what did you come to do today? Bless you.
Amen. I just listening. I was like, wow, these are some great steps for me, praise God. Because what you were saying is that we have to learn these steps. Once we become, I was just thinking about, once you become saved and you give your life to Christ and you still have those issues or desires and lust in your life, there is training, there is things that have to be done to change those ways. There's this book that I'm reading. It's called Am I Changed? So it's like first I went through this book called A Woman After God's Own Heart. So learning to get in, to have a relationship with God and get to know him. But then now I am changed.
Amen.
So then it goes one step on changing you. And everything that you were talking about and, you know, ministering about, I was like, wow, that's the book. Because those same things make you, and I know you have your own book, but this is exactly the same book I'm going through with our minister, Bethia. She teaches a class on that.
Bless God.
Like, my God, I am changed. And these are certain things that you have to live and learn as a Christian woman. So I do thank you, because there are moments when you are living a Christian life and you do know the difference between doing this and what's right in God's eye and doing wrong at times, but you also need to have some teaching. So I was listening and I was like, my God, this is a great topic. I thank you for your testimony of just coming out and saying that as a woman of God, you had your moments where lust and other things came in and temptation came in,
yeah,
and you just had to go back and transition, because many saints won't talk about it. They act like it won't happen. It didn't happen. I was saved. I've been saved. I never crossed over. I never went back. And it does. It does.
Yes.
It does. And it can happen. But we have to be able to share that testimony with someone else so we can help that person that's in that same situation or is being tempted in that same situation in a relationship, or some other things that we have not laid down before God to say, okay, help me to release this, Lord, because this, I know this is not right in your eye.
Yes.
So I praise God for you today, Miss, for this message. And I'm definitely going to go back and listen to the archive so I can write down all those points.
Well, bless God. God bless you, Sister Tina.
Amen.
It sounds like the book that you're reading is awesome. You know, I thank God for his word because, again, it is his word, and it's him that I do live and have my being as I bless God for, you know, the steps. But this is simply the conversation in which he gave me to share with Yanetta that I say that, you know, excited me so much about today. So not only for yourself, but, you know, we often hear it, those who bring forth the word say that they're first partaker, and it's true, you are. So you are the first witness. You are the first one to live out that which God has given you, and, of course, you will be tested. And so I thank God, you know, for the six simple steps and understanding, I would hope will be more so an understanding why we do what we do. You know, and knowing that it is, as all things, it is a choice. Just as though we chose to receive Christ, we make a choice to sin against him as well, too. So that's, I hope that we'll be able to answer that question, why I can't stop sinning. Well, maybe because you're not saved. That's questionable, too, because, you know, Paul said, listen, let's keep it real, because Paul states that, you know, if we love God, then how can we sin against him? And it is true. So the word tells us, you know, that we perish because of lack of knowledge. And that's what happens with us so much. I believe there are times we go to the house of worship and we hear the word and we praise the Lord, but are we really receiving the word to live out the word and, you know, to walk into the word, which is a process. It's not something that just happens overnight, and I find to be a conscious decision, such as the case is a point where we were just having great time last week with regard to the man fast and your testimony with regard to how you've been manifesting still at age 40 years old. That's a blessing within itself. See, that's a conscious decision to know if I didn't do it, then, you know, and understanding that it displeases God, you know. So that's a blessing, you know, right there by itself. So, yes, I love that title that says, you know, I'm changed. Yes, but we need to understand that we are changed, that we are to put down our lustful desires, you know, the lust of the flesh, and take on, you know, your own testimony, such as I've shared mine. Make your own confession unto God. Of course, you don't always have to make a public one, but make your confession made be known unto God, and he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And then with the point three, knowing that you are a new creature, that you're walking in the likeness and image of God, that the old things that you used to do, the old places, and the old ways and your old behavior, they're just not in existence anymore by the grace and mercy of God. And yes, knowing that regeneration, I like the three R's that God given here, renewal, rebirth, restoration.
Amen.
It's a
process. I was just about to say that. Amen.
The three R's, renewal, rebirth, restoration. It's a process. And knowing that in that process we're being perfected. Yes, we haven't arrived yet. Yes, we can, you know, say I'm saved by grace and, you know, I'm a sinner, but I claim that I'm saved. You know, I was born into sin, and yes, I got to go back to that because the devil trying to throw me off. Okay, when Yanetta was saying, why do people say I'm not a sinner when I'm born into sin? I mean, what a profound question. What a profound question. How is it that you can say that? How can you say that you're a sinner when you were born? You're not a sinner when you were born into sin. Again, I believe that's coming into the knowledge of God. Only God can give you that knowledge and understanding to know that in the beginning was the word of God, is God, and always will be God. In the Garden of Eden, there was Adam, and there was Eve, and there was the tree of the good, evil, and knowledge, correct? There was the tree.
Yes.
God had given them that, and he commanded them not to touch it. I'm not sure how human nature made a play in that, other than we come to learn the cunningness and craftiness of Satan, where he was able to deceive the woman, Eve. And then she was able to influence her husband, Adam, who we know was right there, and God had given dominion to rule over the Garden of Eden. So, yes, now we understand that was the first act of sin right there. These were out sin. Two people who were blinded, never even naturally saw each other, had blinders on, the Bible says, the word of God says. And in the moment that they sinned, which was disobedience, when they disobeyed God, the word of God, when they disobeyed the word of God, thank you, Jesus, then that's when sin entered into the world. But then God had grace and mercy, and he sent us the second Adam, which is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. So, yes, I can say that I'm a sinner saved by grace. Yes,
yes,
I can say that I'm not a sinner because I was saved by grace. Although I was born into sin by the mother and father for the foundation of the world, I can say that I was saved by grace. I'm saved by grace. And as long as I continue to not to give in to the lustful desires of my flesh, as long as I understand that I am a new creature in Christ Jesus and that the old things are passed away and all things have become new, as long as I understand that, okay, I may make a mistake and it's a process that I'm going through, but I'm not to stay there. I can repent and turn around and walk the way again. And knowing that in the process, I'm being perfected. I'm not perfect, but I'm being perfected. And I can hold to the commandments. I can hold on to Exodus 21 through 17. I can do the 10 steps. Talk about your 10-step process. That's a process right there, you know, such as the AAA, the 20 steps or so. That's a 10-step process. So
right.
I thank God, you know, for his word and knowing that the only man, the Son of God, that took on sin without sinning was Jesus Christ. And he can be and is our prime example how to live this life. And then again, yes, focus on the blessings and cursings, what it means to receive the blessings of God when we obey and what it means to receive the cursings of God when we disobey, which, again,
right.
is the consequences. I can't say enough about the consequences because I have dealt with the consequences myself. So, you know, I thank God. I thank God for his word. I thank God for life, health, and strength. I just thank God for God. And I notice here who we have here. Oh, okay, let's see. No hand is raised there. We have a 973. If you'd like to call in and let your voice be heard, please call in and let your voice be heard. We'd love to hear from you and hear what the Lord had you to say unto us as people today, us empowered women. Bless God. But if you're just there enjoying yourself, thank you so much for tuning in today and inviting someone and sharing. Bless God. So we thank you. Those of you that's in the chat room, Mrs. Neal, thank you so much for standing in there. She's been so faithful until the beginning. May God continue to bless you. She says, I think they're having a chat going on here. God bless you all. She says, okay, let's see what Mrs. Dana O'Neill says. She said, yes, someone told me a few weeks ago that I was in training. God was training me. And then she said, is she referring to Karen Bethia? I'm not sure if they're having a conversation among themselves. Her and JC Overcomer Ministries, I believe that's what's happening there. But God bless you, woman of God. Oh, yes, thank you. Amen. So whatever you have to share there, Mrs. O'Neill, I can read it right here live on air. You have any comments or feedback, feel free to do so. Again, it's such a blessing. I thank you so much for being in here with me from the beginning, just about near the end. As we're waiting for Pastor Anthony Simmons to come in with our marriage moments, Sister Tina Lane, you know I can talk all day. Go ahead on and tell me what else the Lord has given you to say. Oh, praise God. We got a hand raised here. Bless God.
Amen.
Do you have something to say, Avid? Did you want to say something, Sister Tina?
Oh, I was just going to let them know. I wasn't referring to Karen Bethia. It's Anita Bethia.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
But I have something else to say, but I'd rather open up the lines for the hand that's raised. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Bless God. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Bless God. Bless God. Pastor Rebecca? Pastor Anthony Simmons?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
God bless you, Pastor. Hey, God bless you.
Bless you.
Well, bless you. I know how you like to dive right on in the word. I just want to thank you again for the awesome opportunity. I hope that you're being blessed, and we're gonna move out of the way and let God have His way with the marriage moments. Amen.
Hallelujah. God is being glorified. Amen. Been blessed by you. Your broadcast today, filling in for Pastor Rebecca, is just an awesome thing with you guys are dialoguing about and conversing about. I'm being blessed. My family's being blessed as we're coming back to New Jersey from North Carolina. We are mightily
Amen.
Blessed. Amen.
Bless God. Amen.
What's in my spirit today pertaining to marriage? When something is repeated in the Bible, amen, that
amen.
Really means God wants to get our attention. And it's found as God created man and woman in Genesis, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And then Jesus repeats it in the book of Matthew, the same thing, meaning the emphasis of marriage, married people come in one flesh, and letting nothing put us under. Amen.
Amen.
And we recognize, glory be to God, that, you know, sometimes we who are married say, yeah, marriage is tough and trying to get to know one another and become that one flesh. But I believe there's a direct attack on marriage. I believe, you know, the devil has an assassination bullet toward those who are married because God has ordained marriage, you know. So we as married people got to realize that that scripture is reminding us, let no weapon formed against our marriages prosper. Amen, somebody.
Amen,
so
amen.
I'm excited when we develop that mindset as husband and wife that nothing that comes against us, whether it's financial, whether it's our health, whether it's somebody who's jealous or hating, or whether it's just the pressures of normal life, we are all under a strain, whether we're single, married, or whatever, we are all under the strain of this thing called life. But
amen.
As we try to duplicate what God said in Genesis and Matthew, as married people, we need to set a precedent that whether we're single or married, we cannot in this season be turned back. We cannot be denied in our marriages.
Yeah.
We cannot
amen.
Be denied in our mission, trying to accomplish what God has destined for us to do. So I'm speaking to the married and single people alike.
All
whatever
right.
Your endeavor for the kingdom is, for those of us who are married, God is telling us in this hour, you're not to be divorced. You're not to be separated. Mm. You are supposed to endure and last. Because the race is not given to the swift, but it's given to those who endure.
Yeah.
If you're single, aspiring to be married, you got to be around long enough to be married.
Mm.
You know, if your eyes are on that match, you know, that wedding day, you got to last long enough to get there.
All
so
right.
We got to recognize in this season, people of God, the enemy's turning up the heat on the body of Christ. We are really troubled on every side, but the word says we're not forsaken. We are persecuted. And we're not, amen, we're not being left out there by God.
Yeah.
We are really being perplexed, but we're not distressed.
My
and finally, God. Amen, we're cast down and not destroyed.
Yeah.
Amen.
So the enemy's going to come. The storms are going to keep raging. You know, the fiery trials and the fiery furnaces are going to get hot. And we're going to be in some hot situations. But I know our God is able.
Yes, he is.
Our God is able.
Yes,
he said, is. A thousand going to fall at our right, 10,000 marriages going to fall at our left, but the Bible said our marriages shall last. When you see people falling, when you see people falling away from God's church, you see people falling away from the faith, you see people throwing in the towel and quitting on God, you're in hearing range and you're in ears distant because God says that's not your That's not your destiny.
Amen.
That's not what stands to you. That's why David said, I hid this word in my heart that I may not sin against you.
Amen.
I hid this word in our heart that I might not sin against you.
Yes.
And disobedience is a form of sin.
Yes,
so we're
going
to obey God. We're going to trust God to the very end. And we're going to be like the Apostle Paul as we close our eyes on this side of heaven, saying we ran our race, God.
Yes.
We ran our race, and in church we want to hear well done.
Yes.
We want to hear a well done. And I know it's hard for our listening audience. I know so many people are going through so much. So I know marriage is under fire. And I'm just here to encourage every married couple, you know, you're not alone what you're going through in this season. We're trying to pay our mortgages. We're trying to parent and raise our children. And we're trying to keep our marriages on fire and stay attracted and on fire for one another. And it's not easy. But
amen.
I thank God that faith comes by hearing.
My God.
And hearing through the word of God.
Yes.
So be encouraged today, saints of God. We're going to continue to listen to the show. But married people, hang in there. You know, don't let the devil get a foothold. But y'all stay married and stay in love with one another. And single people, y'all keep your heads up. Amen.
Amen.
Impossible in Jesus' name.
And
so,
Jesus'
name. So, Mr. Valley Allen, a team of the listening audience in the chat room, continue to listen as we travel back to New Jersey. We're going to continue to be blessed by the show on today. So, I thank you for allowing me this opportunity.
Amen. Bless you. God
Amen.
Bless you, Pastor Anthony Simmons. Go ahead. How Pastor Rebecca would do this? Let me see if I can do this. Let's see. Let's give him a pause. There we go. Glory be to God. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God for the marriage moments. You know, it has blessed me to see this man and woman of God on the road, and I see TL Ministries coming here, or someone stated, yes, ain't no stopping us now. She was giving comments in regard to the marriage moments. I'm going to shout out a few of the comments here in the chat room. But it's such a blessing and such an encouragement to me to see the men and women of God who don't stop just because, you know, they may go out of town, and see that they can trust, you know, the people with God, you know, with everyone else. So I'm just so grateful, and we continue to pray for your traveling mercy as you're on the road. Bless God. You know, we're single women here on today on the line. So anyone that wants to give a word or share something in regard to the marriage moments, please raise your hand, make a comment here in the chat room, and I'll shout it out. And, you know, we just give God some praise. But I thank God for, as Pastor Anthony Simmons was also stating, the word that the Lord gave him today was also in confirmation and so in line and tune with the word of God on today. It was for us single people as well. You know, just basically holding on, trusting in God, continue to run this race, you know, the good race, the spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. In addition to knowing that, I love that, Pastor Anthony Simmons, when you stated how in regards to sin, that's when disobedience comes in. Disobedience is a form of sin. Yes, it is, bless God.
Yes,
and as they say, a form of ungodliness. It is. That's where sin has come in, as we know it has entered into the world from Adam and Eve. That's it right there. Bless God. So I tell you, married people, be encouraged. God loves you. Single people, women, us, be encouraged. God loves us. That's why he has us here today. And we're going to shout. Let me see, give a few shouts out from the comments of being here in the chat room. Let's see, we have. JC Overcome Ministry says, sorry I came in late. God bless you. We love you for being here. TL Ministry says, praise the Lord, Minister Rebecca. God bless you. Dana Nelligan says, hello, JC. She's giving a shout back into the TL Ministry. God bless you. Overcoming Ministry saying back to her. God bless her back. I'm sorry. She met Pastor Rebecca, but praise God. Pastor Rebecca, shout out to you. Saying blessings to all and amen. And she was in agreement with Sister Dana Neal is in agreement with Pastor Anthony with our marriage moments. And she says, yes, Lord. TLO says, God is good. Yes, he is. And Dana says, oh, Jesus, I won't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. So we bless God. She's hanging in there. And TLO came back with, ain't no stopping us now. No, it's not. We're on the move. Bless the Lord. We're on the move for Jesus. And Dana Neal says, right, amen. So they're in agreement. TL Ministry says, my God, I know that's right. Sometimes you can't say nothing else but my God. When the word is so good and it's just leaping and on and off you, all you can say is, my God. Pastor Rebecca gave back and says amen to everybody else. That's from you, Pastor Rebecca, from the show. And TL Ministry says, I love your show. Bless God. So your show is being well received. Amen. And she said, Dana O'Neill says, I am staying married. Guess, go ahead. Go ahead. Restored, God. We are recovering it all. Amen. Bless God. So she says she's staying married. Ain't no question about it. She's restored by God. And we are recovering all. Everything that the devil tried to take away from her and her marriage, Satan got to give it back. 100-fold return, as we stand in agreement with her in Jesus' name. And TL Ministry said, together we stand, divided we fall. Amen. And how can two walk together unless they agree? Let me add that in there. And she says, I need that on my show. Well, bless God. Go ahead and take it. This is not our word. It's God's word. Use it as the Lord leads you to do so. And they got smiley faces going on. She says, me too. Well, bless God. Go on with Jesus. And Mrs. Dana O'Neill sums it up by saying, we are in a time where we must stand in our marriages, and that we must know that the enemy is trying all he can to tear down the sanctity of marriage. Now, is she talking right, Pastor Anthony? Yes, she's talking right. Satan is trying to do everything he can to rip away the marriage union by all shapes, form, or fashion. telling you now that it's okay, and I'm going to say it, that it's okay, I'm by the unction of the Holy Spirit, to marry a woman to marry woman and man marry man. We know that's another hot topic all by itself. But that's another way where Satan wants to try to tear down the marriage sanctimony. And we know Satan is a liar and the father thereof, and the truth ain't in him. So we bless God for the word of God today to counteract that which Satan is trying to rise up against the marriage couples. So we thank God for everyone that is committed and devoted and staying married and doing it God's way. And so, amen, we got quite a few amens here. And T.L. Ministry said, I'm staying married, too. She said, you ain't leaving me out. I'm staying married, too. I know, that's right, girl. You better hold on. And then she said, 41 years. 41 years this year. Listen, can we give her a shout, give her an applause? 41 years. Glory to God. She's been married for 41 years, and she said, the devil is a liar. Yes, he is. And Dana O'Neill comes back and says, stomp on Satan's head. We just celebrate eight. Well, okay now. Are they in competition? We just celebrated eight. Well, we just got to eight, but we're celebrating nine next year. You go ahead and celebrate. Ain't no time like no time with God. Go ahead on and celebrate. 8 years is a comparison to 41 years in this day and time. Trust you me. We're going to celebrate 8 years, too. Go ahead. Let's applause. Bless God. So we know that the devil has no control, as what Dana Neal is chatting back here. No, he don't. He ain't got no control. God is still in control. It may seem and appear that he has control. Of course, when we going back to our topic today, choose to sin against God, yes, then he has the control. Adultery, fornication, all those things that are not against God, all those things that are against God and not walking in the fruit of the Spirit. Most said the fruits of, but I beg to differ. The word says the fruit. Amen. And so TL Ministry said, hey, got us some smiley faces, and all right now. Well, all right, y'all, and we welcome guest 245. If you got something to say, want to put a little something in the chat room, we'll shout that out for you, too. So bless God. So Pastor Anthony Simmons, we thank God for the word of God with regard to the marriage moments. The word of God has been well received. We've given thunderous applause, and we thank God for marriage. We know that God honors marriage. It was the first marriage that was placed in the Garden of Eden, the first matrimony. And now that I think about it, it wasn't a big celebration, but nonetheless, we thank God for marriage and knowing that God honors marriage, as we thank God for the word of God and that we're going to hold on and we're going to choose to obey the word of God and keeping our marriages tight and keeping ourselves tight as single women as well as single men. And, yes, we'll go back even to our man fast. We'll hold on and hold on with our man fast. Isn't that right, Sister Tina?
Amen. Yes, Lord.
God bless you. Go ahead. What do you want to say there?
Well, like I said on the last Saturday, I believe, when I called in,
yes,
the man fast and being 40 years old, my God, and waiting for God to send me my Boaz. Some women are eager to wait for, not waiting for someone, for God to send someone to them, and then they go out and they make those mistakes, and then they have to repent. But what I was saying to everyone, like, you don't have to be ashamed of what age you are. You're doing this for Christ, not doing it for yourself. God will bless you because you are being obedient to his word.
Yes, come on, preach now.
No, okay.
No, come on, Sister Tina. I don't say that to stop you. I'm in pushing you. I'm encouraging you to go on with the word. Go ahead.
In obedience to his word, God will send you that person. And I just bless God that I was able to read information about that man fast. I was able to go on her website, and, Lord, I told other than a minister to me, because the questions that she had, the survey questions that she had, it was like, oh, my God.
Yes, come on.
You know, all those situations, do we just want a man just to have a man? Do we want a man because we don't want to be lonely? Have we ever been in a situation, and the next day we were, oh, my God, Lord, what did I do?
Yes.
So it was great to read that and to be able to relate to that and say, okay, it's all right. You can have these feelings, but now you can use this man-fast website and the word to get past this. Just recognize what the problem is. So now I'm going to work on a solution. So I praise God for that. I'm looking to connect with her. And I just tell everyone it's okay to be single, save, and ask, you know, just save
yourself. Yes, it is. Yes.
You can still have joy. You can still have fun. You can still go out and do things.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Listen, I had to deal with the consequences to understand that part. So, absolutely, Sister Tina, and we can and we will again if we choose to. We want to just continue to make sure that we're able to address the question. Our topic for today is why can I stop sinning when I know it displeases God? I think we've been saying it quite often. It's a choice. It's simply a matter of a choice. If you want to, you can. If you don't want to, you won't. But I'm always going to stay on the flip side talking about the consequences. Bless God. So we're coming up on the 2:30 hour, and I see that we have a hand raised. Bless God. 225, we're going to put you on the air. God bless you. Hello, God bless you. 225.
Hello, Minister Valerie. This is Calling from a radio broadcast. I'm Minister Gladney. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you? Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us today. Good to have you on the air. Let your voice be heard.
Yeah, I've been listening since the beginning of the show, and I must say that your testimony is going to be a tool of deliverance for so many women to come out of their shame.
Wow.
And it is such a weapon that you can now turn back on the enemy and defeat him as you see him begin to manipulate other women's lives as he did your own. One of the things I wanted to comment on, God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, I really enjoyed hearing from a man of God how the marriage structure should be put in place, and to hear a Christian man say that we as women of God have got to stay married, we've got to know what we want and who God has sent to us. We have got to know that those are the men that God sent to us. That's the one. That's the Boaz. Because God never sends Boaz's carbon copy. He never sends his cousin or his next cousin or his uncle. God will always send to us the man that he has chosen for our lives. But we as single women, and I being a single woman, I am also a divorced woman, but a single woman in our relationship, we have to, we the women of God, we the single women, we the Christian women, we have got to be able to be real with ourselves. Because if we are not real with ourselves, we are not in relationship with the liar. We are the liar.
Amen.
What happens is how the word says the lust of the flesh. It is the lust of the flesh that comes over us. But there is also a craving that goes down on the inside of us.
Yes.
And that's why God gives us fasting and prayer. Because we have to annihilate and destroy the weapons that the enemy has brought against us as single women. It's not easy to walk single. It's not always easy to live the celibate lifestyle. But you can, and it comes through fasting and much prayer. It also comes by having a disciplined lifestyle. Sure, we're going to see men. We're going to see very handsome men, gorgeous men.
Yeah. Come on, men that just look good.
Let's just keep it real. But there's a part where we have to remember when we shut the door and look in the mirror, what do we see? And it says, why? I think the topic was, why can't I stop sinning? The one thing we have to do is take responsibility for our part in the relationship.
Yes.
Because when you know to do right and do it not, that is absolutely sin.
That's
the
word.
It's easy to go on a date. It's easy to, and it's wonderful to have someone pursue you and someone to date you. But there's a part of not their flesh that we have to get under control, but ours. When you see yourself getting dressed and getting that flesh begin to dominate in the thoughts of your mind, lust comes from the fantasitical side of our mind, and the fantasitical side of our mind usually is birthed out of our sexual desire. And what we have to do is the word says, he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is set on thee. But the one thing we as women of God have got to remember, we are not challenged by the men that we date first. We are challenged by the women and the women that we are and the character that we have shown and the character that we have hidden. The thing that we have to remember is that the word says that, and your sins shall surely find you out. When God gets enough of us sneaking around and tipping and laying and then praying and preaching, he's going to undress us and our nakedness will be shamed. It will cause us to have shame, but our nakedness will be so seen, especially to women that have walked using our lives and our testimony as a pattern to bring themselves to God and to bring themselves to godliness. We that carry this gospel, we are women, we want flowers, we want gifts, we want to be told we're beautiful, we want all those things, but guess what? You can get them for yourself. Because if we begin to rely on men to satisfy that longing and that craving on the inside of us, they will always be in the front. There will always be between us and our relationship with God. And at some point, we ourselves, I'm telling you, I know from experience, we ourselves have got to take responsibility and be mature enough to say, you know what, God, it's not him. He didn't make me sin.
Yes.
He did not rape me. I literally laid down with this man.
Come on,
I laid down a woman of God.
Tell
but I stood up, God. When you lay down a woman of God and stand up a slut, you have to go back unto your prayer chambers and ask God to break that inside of you. It doesn't matter how much desire is inside of us. There's a place, a purpose, and a time for that. If your desires are that you want to be married, as all of us do, if the Lord never brings someone, we have got to beat this flesh to death. We've got to beat it with the word. We've got to bring it unto subjection, unto prayer, fasting, being around the proper people. Sometimes some of the women in the church that are single are just as wild and out of control as they are in the nightclub.
Oh, you're telling the truth.
Don't work with those women. Don't be with those women. But ask God to send you a nucleus of friends that can help you and that you can be an asset to their lives. And living a Christian life, living a single life, will become easier and easier. And when he starts calling and your flesh starts saying, pick up the phone, or your flesh starts saying, go ahead, girl, just one more time, we need to remember that there are consequences that go along with that person, that side of us that's seen and the side of us that we think we have hidden. I wanted to leave on this point. This is a wonderful, wonderful radio broadcast. I've listened in several times, and I really encourage the Simmons in their ministry today.
Amen.
Minister Valerie, you are doing an awesome job.
Bless
but
God.
I want to leave with this, women of God, wherever you are, wherever you're standing, if you just happen to pass by this radio station and click on and hear this, you can't change what you don't acknowledge.
Yeah. Ooh,
that would
I
be
like
my
that.
Close today. You have to be honest with yourself about whether someone is abusing you or you or using you and misrepresenting you. You have to change what you acknowledge. And we may know it's there, but acknowledging it it puts us in a place of deliverance because it humbles our heart.
Oh, yes,
because
it does.
Our pride and our shame are two things that the enemy will keep women of God locked in. And I want to tell you this, it can be done. I'm telling you, it can be done.
You can
walk and live the gospel that you preach.
Ooh,
so with that in mind, I got to get to another show, but I wanted to call in and comment. This is an awesome topic. I will come in and tune in again. I want to say God bless you to everyone in the chat room.
Amen. Bless you.
Amen.
I'm sorry.
Amen.
I know you're familiar. Caller, what is your name again?
My show is Call Unto Me Radio Broadcast.
Come Unto Me. But your name?
Minister Patricia Gradney.
Okay, bless you. Minister, thank you so much for calling in. God bless you. I thank God so much for confirming his word. I thank God that there's another voice to be heard on today in regards to this subject matter and topic because God can do everything else but fail. I thank him so much for your testament unto the glory of God. I thank you so much for your inspiration, your encouragement, and also empowering us women on today. I thank you as we have poured out, God has allowed you to pour right back into us. I thank you, God, that we have reaped what we have sown this day. We thank God for you, the woman of God, who have been obedient to the Spirit of God with the boldness to call in to speak the word of the Lord. I received the word of the Lord, and I thank you because it is true. My story so much stays focused on the consequences, what I went through. So I thank you again so much for calling in. And, yes, please join us again if you have not partaken with the Woman to Woman Empower Group on Facebook. Please do so. Become a friend to Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Sign up with the group there and just pour out. The women on the Facebook group has been growing in phenomenal waves, 4 weeks today, as a matter of fact, and when it was first launched by way of Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And it's been a true blessing to me is why I'm here today. I thank God through this I'm living out my perfect, purposeful life. And it's such an awesome opportunity to be a servant of God in this day, to hear from the word, to hear from the Lord, and to be able to give an on-time word for God. So I thank you so very much again for your obedience and for you calling in and sharing. And please join us again. Please join us again. We so look forward to you. And I like that, what you say, you can't change what you can't
acknowledge.
You can't change what you can't acknowledge. You can't change what you can't acknowledge. Amen. I think she's gone now. But we're going to give a round of applause for Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God that someone has been listening and that someone has heard and that someone is able to call in and give a bold word. We still have yet another a few callers on the line. And if you too would love to have your voice to be heard, please press 1. That raises your hand, and then I will just pat you right in, and we'll hear what you have to say, thus saith the Lord. Good show. Good show. Bless God. Bless God. What do you got to say there, Sister Tina? Bless God. Pastor Rebecca, please chime in. Pastor Anthony, I see you're still with us. Please chime in. Bless you. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. My soul is excited.
Yes, I know. And I appreciate a minister's time. And then just now, that was awesome. You can't change what you can't acknowledge.
Exactly.
So that's the word by itself right there. That's
yes,
like you
it
have to acknowledge that what you're doing is wrong.
Yes. Yes.
So,
bottom
line. So you
line.
Just got to work on the change. So you think the change can come. So I was like, wow, that's an awesome word. I often hear people say, well, the reason why they don't change is because God is still working on them. But I always say, well, when are you going to start working for God?
Ooh, I like that too. I like
people
that
always
too.
Say, God is still working on me. I'm like, okay, well, how long are you planning on having God work on you? When are you going to start working for God? Because he doesn't put the tools and the places in place for you to change.
Yeah.
If you're only going to be a hearer of the word and not a doer of the word, when is the change going to happen?
I know that's right. When is it going to happen? I like
Amen.
That. When are you going to start working for God? God ain't
Amen.
Working for me, but when you going to start working for me? When you going to shut up and start to put up? Listen, God is an awesome God. God is an awesome God. I thank God so much for the word on today. Again, for me, it is just confirmation. God only speaks his word. And I thank him when he speaks just that, his word. So I thank God that we are inspired and we are encouraged, even the more so, to go forth to doing greater works, you know, than even Jesus did. Greater works, he says, shall you do. And that's just us spreading the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and knowing that, yes, you can. If you choose to stop sinning, you can, especially when you know it displeases God. And I love this, as we're going to just tie that right on in. I so agree, and we just ditto to that. You can't change. It is true. You can't change something you can't acknowledge. If you don't believe that you're a sinner, you don't have to battle ain't one right there. Yeah, you have to be able to come to the place of confession, and that
that's
the Lord will be able to forgive you of your sins. Father, forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive me, and then forgive those who have trespassed against me. You know, I was like, this is just dynamic. This is just dynamic. Pastor Rebecca Simmons, do you have anything you want to share with us before we leave the air?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Bless God.
So blessed by the great job that you're doing, Minister Valerie Allen,
bless
and
God.
Also Tina May. You know,
Amen.
Just simply being on the air and just letting the Spirit of the Lord fill the airwaves, the internet airwaves, to let the Spirit of the Lord just fill the airwaves. I was so blessed by the marriage moments and also by Minister Patricia, who called and was at the profound word that you cannot change what you will not acknowledge. You can't change what you won't acknowledge. But, you know, and I also want to just put this in, too. You know, God wants us to be in relationship with him.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times we can't stop sinning because we have not entered into a relationship with God.
Mm.
Not just of coming to the altar and giving my life to Jesus Christ and confessing that I'm a sinner, but actually coming to the altar broken. I mean, you know, we have to get to the point where we are broken by our sin, when we are broken by our filthiness, by our wretchedness, and say, you know what, I don't want to live my life marriage like this anymore. I don't want to be broken, busted, disgusted, looking for love in all the wrong places. I don't want to live my life missing it. I'm in church, but I'm still missing the mark. I still haven't gotten it right. I don't want the shame anymore. I don't want the guilt anymore. I don't want to live like this anymore. It's the point where we're sick and tired of our own selves, of our own mess, where we're sick of Satan having his way with us. You know, when we wake, like she said, you lay down the lady and you stand up a slut. My God.
Yes, come on, come on, that's deep.
You cover your face in shame and you're embarrassed and you can't look people in the eyes because you know that you're not walking in character and integrity. But listen, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus.
Yes, bless God, bless God.
And let me tell you something else. Sin is a device that Satan uses to get the best of us, to stop us from moving into the fullness of life that Jesus has for us. And as long as we allow sin to rule and reign in our lives, God truly cannot be on the throne in our lives. So God wants us to love him. What does God tell us to do, Minister Valerie Allen and Tina? God tells us to love him.
With our whole mind, body, and
our soul, and our strength. My God,
when
you love God like that, when you can take your testimony and take your testimony, Minister Valerie, and when the listeners, all of the people who are listening, saying Dana Neal out there, and, you know, everybody who's listening, you can take your testimony. When I can take my testimony and look at my life and say, my God, I was on my way, a fast path to hell. Before God reached in and pulled me up and got my attention, he found me. I didn't find Jesus.
Come on.
Jesus found me. You know, he came and got me out of my mess, you know, and say, that's enough. I'm going to take her out of her misery. But when we just look at our lives and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me. Thank
you,
Jesus, for getting my attention. Thank you for having the Holy Ghost unction me to come to you so that I can have the life, have a better life. I say thank you, Jesus,
thank
for
you,
saving
Jesus.
Me from myself, from my wretched self. I thought I was having fun sleeping around. I thought I was having fun drinking and drugging. I thought I was having fun partying, shaking my butt in the club. But God came and saved me. He said, I got a better life for you. I know the plans I have for you, girl. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. I've expected it for you. And this is not it. Sin is not the expected end that God has for us. That's what the devil has for us, because the end of sin is death. So I just thank God that he had a better life and he had a better plan. Before we were born, he said, before you, while you were yet in your mother's womb, I knew you.
Thank you, God.
Even before we knew that he had a plan for us, that he had a plan for us.
Thank you, God.
It is a choice. And I want to encourage everybody to choose today to have the blessed life, Zao, Z-A-O, which is living the blessed life, Zoe, the life more abundantly that Jesus came for you to live. Listen, the devil is a liar, and I say, Satan, take your hands off of the women
in
of
the
God.
Name of
take
Jesus.
Your hands off the
in
people
the name of Jesus.
My God, love the Lord your God. Put God first. If you put God first, you will not sin.
Put
God first. Love God. Love him like he loves you. And we love him because he first loved us. So I just want to encourage everybody and exhort each other. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Minister Valerie.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Pastor Rebecca Simmons, bless you. Thank you for the word of the Lord. Listen. Whose show is this? Bless the name of the Lord. You are with Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Don't get it twisted, sister. Woo! Glory be to God. God is good. Carla, listen.
You are a true blessing. Let me just tell you publicly. I love you. I love your fire, your fervor for Jesus, your love for Jesus.
Bless him.
You have not seen nothing yet.
Ooh, I receive it.
Put for a great man. He's going to open doors that no man can close. He's going to close some doors in your life to block off the hands of Satan. God, get ready. Prepare yourself because you are humble in spirit. Promotion. Pastor Emily said promotion is
going
to rise. And continue to stay
humble
before the Lord.
Lord, I receive it.
And know that God has great plans. You know,
Lord, I receive your word.
I'm so blessed, you know. I said, God, finally, I've been praying for women
Lord
that
Jesus.
Could just be there and be in my corner and help me
Lord,
to do
I
this.
Thank you.
I know God has a great work for me to do, but I stand today knowing that I have a woman, two women, as a matter of fact, that are there prepared to help me to go forward
yes,
and do
Jesus,
this work. I need some women that can roll up their sleeves and say, Pastor Rebecca, you need me to do the show? I'm there. You need me to run Woman to Woman? I'm there.
Yes,
you know,
God.
I just
yes,
thank
God
that He's answering that prayer. Amen.
Bless God. Listen, God Amen. Is a good God, Pastor Rebecca. You know, I shared it on Facebook, which is true. That song rang out like a bell in my heart. Lord, I'm available to you. You do what you will do. The words has escaped me, but that's the song that just rang bells out to me. Lord, I'm just available to you. I'll do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way. Enable me to say, my storage is empty, and I am available to you. Meaning, however he wants me to use you. I tell you, Pastor Becker, it was such a blessing when I got your inbox message. I was just so excited. I said, Lord, I thank you. I just thank him so much. And I so received the word of the Lord. I'm so can't wait to listen back to the archive myself so I can write it down, write down the word of the Lord so I will keep it in my heart and continue not to sin against God. This to me has been an exciting time in the Lord. Exciting time in the Lord. It didn't come without test and trial, but I tell you, I was determined. I was determined to be made available to God via the woman of God who asked me to be used by God. And for me, that is one of the most honorable, humblest requests that could have been made and that I received. Nothing else mattered to me today. With everything else that's going on, nothing else mattered. And God even blessed where my youngest sister came and took my son out of the home, and he's with the family now, even as I'm able to go forth with the word of the Lord on today without any distraction. This is how good God is. I love my six-year-old special child, but this was a time that I needed to set aside for God and his people that God will allow me to minister and to be ministered to. And I tell you, it's been such a blessing. I received the word of the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Rebecca. I love you even the more. You just can't imagine. But I just thank God. I thank God. We did have a caller here at 973. You had your hand raised at one time. We have 7 minutes remaining left to the show. If you still choose to allow your voice to be heard, please raise your hand again, and we'll put you right on the air before we go off the air. If you want to just send a notation there in the chat room, we thank God that we still have JC Overcoming Ministries that's still hanging in there with us. God bless you. Please feel free to say what you need to say, and we'll be wrapping the show up. And I'm telling you, I'm humbled even more. Once the woman of God, Pastor Rebecca, began to speak, it's like I just had to back down and just take a back seat. I said, wow, God, you're just so awesome. Just so
Amen.
Awesome.
Yes,
and can't
is.
Nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. I'm telling you, I feel like a weight has been lifted, actually, too, in the spirit of humbleness, knowing that God is. Knowing
Amen.
That God is, and that He is in control, and that this is His show, and that this is a ministry unto the glory of God. And He left it in the obedient hands of Pastor Rebecca Simmons, who is taking very good care and guard over that which God has placed in her hands, her and her wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. And again, no one will be able to understand, imagine what that means to me to be trusted with such a vessel. It's just an honor, and I thank God. As we're coming down to 6 minutes, so if anyone else has anything else to say, again, 973-908, please feel free to share. We are listening. God is listening. He already knows all about it. May he continue to just bless you. Whatever your cares or concerns today, please be encouraged and inspired and empowered in knowing that you are able to cast your cares upon you, for he careth for you. We here, the woman of God, are here for you. If you need to be in contact with anyone here, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, you can catch her, reach her up on Facebook. You can catch her on Facebook, and you'd be able to have her contact information there. You can leave a notation here in the chat room. You want prayer, we're here to even pray with you, bless God. We just want to be available to do the will and work of the Father. 5 minutes left. Sister Tina, what do you got to say?
Amen. Pastor Rebecca's words were so powerful. Especially when she spoke about taking it to the altar, and it made me think about this song where I can't think of the author, the songwriter, but I need to let it go. I want to let it go. I have to let it go. And that's how you come to that point where you just go to the altar and you say, God, here it is. Here I am. I'm yours. And I remember having that moment. So she just took me back for a second when I just had to surrender. It's called surrendering yourself to God.
Yes.
And going to that altar and just laying it all down there and giving it to God. So I praise God for her word just now. I really do.
Amen. And taking it to the altar, and we can understand, too, it's the altar of our heart. May not also at times be the physical altar where we're in the house of worship, but the altar of our heart. Because that's what happened to me when my deliverance came. I was actually in my place of residence when the Spirit of the Lord fell on me and delivered me. You know, I have had the opportunity to share that testimony. As a matter of fact, last year, being here on the Woman to Woman show with Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and had an awesome opportunity. As a matter of fact, it turned into a two-part series. And Lord helped me to stay out of his bed. And the Lord has been helping me do that ever since. So thank Lord. Listen. God is awesome.
Yes.
God is awesome. So, yes, you know, the altar in our heart, we take that thing to God and repent and ask the Lord to forgive us and turn around and not go that way again, making that choice not to sin against God. It is a choice, I believe, if we're going to wrap up with our topic today, to know that why can't I stop sinning when I know it pleases God? We talked about it. We talked about the lust of the flesh. We shared our own personal testimonies in regards to when we sin against God. And Pastor Anthony Simmons came up with disobedience being the form of sin. It is, just straight up with disobedience and using our own personal testimonies and knowing that we're new creatures. And we're basically to act like that, act like we know that we know. And in the knowing that it's a process in our regeneration period of our three R's, renewal, rebirth, and restoration, and that we're being perfected until the return of Christ. Yes, we're not perfect, as what Yanetta asked the question, you know, why do people say I'm not a sinner when we are born into sin? I believe that the Spirit of the Lord has addressed that very well today. We're not perfect people, but we thank God that we can, as we heard it addressed through Minister Patricia, and I so well, profoundly, prophetically spoken through our own Pastor Rebecca Simmons. You know, we talked about and focusing on the Ten Commandments and being tied with understanding about that, being perfected until the return of Christ, and knowing that Jesus was the ultimate who took on sin for us, but yet was still without sin. It's amazing when you think about it, how this man, the Son of God, was able to take on our sin, but yet he still didn't sin. He never cursed God. And when he was taken to the cross up on Calvary's hill, the Bible said he never said a mumbling word.
Right.
A mumbling word. Most of us would have cursed and sinned against God, but he did not. Nevertheless, he said, not my will, but your will be done. And he went forth. So in the Spirit of Christ, may we continue to go forth in his grace and his mercy. And as we fade out from the airways, but certainly not the presence of God, It's because of God Almighty that we live and have our being. Wherefore, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he is in God. 1 John 4:15. And if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe
yes.
in thine heart that God
yes.
raised him from the dead, thou
yes.
shalt be saved. For with
That's
the heart
right.
man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whoso believeth on him shall not be ashamed. We talked about that. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. There's no difference between me and you. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him, all that call upon the name of the Lord. For whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:9-13, wherein as you dwell in him, you are able to confess your sins, be cleansed from all unrighteousness, and begin anew, as I ask those of you who may not have ever prayed the prayer of salvation before, to repeat this simple prayer after me. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. I'm saved. And if you have indeed prayed that prayer for the first time, you are saved by grace, and we welcome you into the family of God. Welcome. I encourage you to join a Holy Spirit, Holy Bible-based teaching church, such as New Christian Ministries, where there's the great founders, Pastor Rebecca Simmons and Pastor Anthony Simmons, and the unconditional love, joy, and full knowledge of God. Thanks again to God, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Pastor Anthony Simmons, Sister Tina L. Lane, the callers, chat room guests, archive listeners, God bless you. Tune in next week, same time, same place, as Pastor Rebecca Simmons will be back in full effect. We're faded out. We're back just on the phone line. Yours in Christ, sincerely me, Arthur, Minister Valerie Allen. And in the words, the infamous words of Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Jesus loves you. God loves you. So do I. So do we. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Bless you.
Bye.
Amen. Oh, we have a caller still with the hand raised. Let's see if we just get that in as we're still recording.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. 973, you're on the air. Amen. 973.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Bless you. You're on the air. We're in the archives now. Please feel free. You have something to say?
Oh, no. I was just listening to my sister.
Who's on the line?
My student.
Okay. Bless you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, sis. We just went off the air. As I said, you're now in our archive, and we have concluded. And do you know Jesus?
Pastor Rebecca's sister.
Oh, Pastor Rebecca's sister. I'm sorry. I didn't hear her. She sounded like she was faded away. Praise God. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah. Mr. Valerie, you're just like me. Going to get that last call in. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I just caught it.
God bless you. Love you. On my way back to Jersey. See you in church tomorrow.
Okay, love you too.
Okay.
Amen. Praise God. Well, bless God. It has been a blessed time in the Lord on this day. Again, we thank God for all the great things that he has done. We thank God for all of our callers. We thank God for all of our chat room listeners. And we thank those of you on the archives. God bless you. Again, in the infamous words of Pastor Rebecca Simmons, God loves you, so do we. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.
All right. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. Safe travel back home.
Amen.
God bless you. Love you guys. God bless.
Love you more. God bless. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Church boy!
This don't make no sense, Sean.
Hey.
I hope
hey.
I bring you glory on this
hey.
One, Father.
Hey.
Help me now.
Oh, wow.
Can you hand me down a dream with those?
my pain I go. Every night at the club, ain't no wife at the club. Now Jesus, he be showing me love.
They say I won't gon' make it, Kurt. I know how that sounds.
Yo, it's only by his grace I can't stay looking him down.
If you love this joint right here, I want you to call your radio station in the morning, and I want you to tell him.